Beginning of our daf, Masechtas Nazir, daf Yud Gimel, beginning of our daf, getting the Master, beginning with the Mishnah in this Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding this Suffolk Vlad. And then what happens if Chazar Yalda? Now she goes again to give his birth. Pirish, Tais explains, Meharoyin Achar, from a different pregnancy, a Vlad Kayama, a healthy child. So the Mishnah says, according to Tanakama, Harry's a Nazir, Vadai, may defend the Levi Nazir. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. The elders of Vlad Kayama, this is a viable child, the Mimashi Pilat Chilo, from what she had miscarried originally, a philosophic nazar, according to Rebbe, it's not even a suffic nazar. Ukilo Pilaklaz, if she didn't miscarry at all. So that wasn't anything, and now is the one, though he took another of Naziris when he's going to have a child. That's now. However, it says, quotes in the Mishnah, Shimlaim Yem Bukhuli says, no, the person should say, if the first one was yes, this one is Nadaba, the first one was Nadaba, this one was the Chayba. As Tais explains, because the Shimon the Mishnah Meisha Pila, the first time when she had miscarried of a suffic nazar, already then it was a doubtful nazar. And he does hold the person would put himself in a situation of suffix. Now, Hilka, Yasna Ataba laid the zoo. Therefore, he should stipulate in this birth. The other man should say, Imha Yudish Minkayim, if the first one was valid, Nimtashiyat and Nidum Nazir Zarishan comes out that Nazir that he took when he's going to have a child was from the first time. And Nazir Shalaydachrin, and Nadav, and the second time is in Nadav. Oichem Arishan, Nifalhoyim, the first time was a stillborn. But Nazir Zarishan in Nadav, and that means the first one was just in Nadav. Achshaba laid the zoo. Now, in this birth, Mutel Islam Nazir Shalchayb is when it's imposed upon them Nazir's of obligation. Shanadav Nazir, Shiyeloy Vlad, because he took a Nadav Nazir when he's going to have a child. And we don't know when that is. Like Tzal Bahasna, there has to stipulate the cycle in the Nazir Zarishan. That's not enough for the first one. Because the Shem the device, maybe that was the Daba, and therefore this will be the Chayba. Maybe next is Master begins with the words the Gemara. What's the Chiddush? And when you say a Ben that a Bas is not going to be valid or Tum Badrinus. So the Gemara says, Tzal quotes from the words the Gemara. The Mamaslik Shabban who to come. Maybe you're saying it doesn't mean Ben son. Meaning it means when I'm going to build, which means to have a child. Because Belay Ben Mamish comes and says it doesn't mean literally a son. The Lashem Binya terminology of building. Can maybe Ivan the Gamanechi that I will also build from her. By having my shivcha, you marry, and it means any child. B'kai kam nabame, and that's considered a bilv. That's just saying no. It means a ben. Next says Master bringing the word the Gemara Vlad the Chash bein the inchi. Even maybe the word Vlad you wouldn't thought to say that it only means a son because it means a significant child. Because the bas namelu mechashva, even the daughter's not considered significant. Chash get to my dragness and b'shor to my dragness k'mash malan. That's what we had to tell you that no Vlad would include them all. Next says Master bringing the Gemara. We wonder who is the Tanakama that held. That if his wife miscarries, not a nazir. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. So Tais explains, the Braisa, the Sanyal El Parakama, that we're talking about the Braisa that we blew in the first part of Chesem and Af. The Kama, where he said, if let's say, he says, I'm a nazir if there's 100 kor in this pile, and they get to a nigna it's stolen, they don't know how much. So he says, ain't a nazir, me a nazir, the Kama El, the nazir dekrihu, the lab of nazir clause, not a nazir, Rabbi Yehuda. But Tais explains, we say specifically Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. Abalayr Tzalam, it doesn't want to say Rabbi Yehuda dehaflohu, which Rabbi Yehuda brought later on the Flamadal Madal regarding when a guy takes a neder and each one is saying opposite. If this guy who is passing by is a nazir or not, we say neither one of them is a nazir because at the time you don't know who it is. And it would be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Kayama. We're saying because it's a tzafik. Sounds like if the child was definitively a ben Kayama, then it'd be a nazir. No, point that in a nazir wouldn't be because Kimishas and Nedlohi Nablad Ba'ilam. Canal. As there was no child here, and you don't know what it's going to be, and therefore it's not valid at the time of making that flaw. So therefore, it cannot be that Rabbi Yehuda, because here it sounds like at least it would be Ben Kayama would be. We're saying it's only when it's a Safik, it's not. That's Rabbi Yehuda decree, not Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla. Next test master, begin words of the Gemara, that the case is, what happens if you have the halacha of our Mishnah, but two more variables. The Pila Ishtay, as Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, the Ramascha that and his wife miscarries, very first carbon, they separate carbon. So Tais explains Pish, in other words, separate carbon, Lenzirusai, for Nazirus, which is, we'll see according to which Tana, but for the first one, that was this miscarriage. The Yalda, and she gives birth, Pirush, in other words, Moisadon Atzmai, this is important, the way Tais explained it, from this pregnancy itself. She gives birth of Vlad Kayama, a healthy child. Oh, now the question is, now you have a really big proof from the Haibar Kayama, the fact that this second child from the twins is a valid child, and they will have a number by maybe the one that also didn't make it through the birthing process was also a viable child. It was full term baby because the tipei nechalek l'shtayim. Twins. What happens is that the drop of the seed gets split into two, so it's really come from the same source. So you would say if one was viable, the second one was also just didn't make it through the birthing process. So maybe you would say that the sanctity would take effect on the carbon that he separated when the miscarried. Even though Shashub lo yak to show some of him, it's not going to sanctify again the animals. Because I fully believe him, according to Rudom, they said, Lemokas and the Shabbos is a fake person that will put himself in a situation of doubt. But here we have a pretty big proof that must have been, it was Ben Kayama from the other one. So Kaddish HaKarban, so this the carbon is sanctified also because of Avodah, that's gonna be forbidden to shear the wool or to work with it, not necessarily sacrifice it, meant Bechul Mazar, but that you can't do the work with it. Maybe no, even maybe even such a case where there was approved, but according to the initial speak, a person would not put himself in a situation of doubt. Maybe it's saying no, there would be no sanctity on the carbon that he separated from the first time, which was before the second baby was born, just after the miscarriage. Because I can tell you actually that's not different types of twins, that it splits. Sometimes it could be a little bit different. Maybe some of the droplets actually conceived right away. Maybe it didn't conceive right away. It was after 2 days or on the third day, and that was the one that was miscarried. The Gemara concludes and comes out. The question is according to Behuda. Because as the Tosafot quotes from the words Digmara, the Ali with Rabbi Shimon, if you think it's the question going to Rabbi Shimon, how am I speaking disease? Lachmi says, what do you mean? A doubt on the disease goes stringently. As Tosafot explains, the Belial does not have a Kaddish Mesav. Even out the second twin being born healthy, you would still say the carbon is sanctified out of doubt. Pashnam here also Kiyalda. For sure, if the mother gives birth to the second twin healthily, in El Asafik, at the most is only a Safik. So the question wouldn't be according to Rabbi Shimon, Ali with Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, as the Gemara says, the question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the second one wouldn't be born, as we say in the halacha of Mishpat Chulin, it would be considered Chulin, because he's not Mochas Napshalaseka. Now, the question, however, the Hashtiki Yoldali, but now that he gives birth to the second twin healthy, that's Miyabu Kaddish Mesavik. Would we say now that it's not just a regular Savik? Maybe the first one would be sanctified the carbon because of that Savik of the Bereshit, like we explained. And this says, quotes from the words of the Gemara of an Afkmina, the relevancy of this question is Ligizasu Babadasai. To if you're cutting off the wool or using the animal for service, obviously not to bring it as a carbon, but because it's not vital. Tosafot explains, says v'loy de lilka hai, not that you would get lashes for doing this. Mishum de leka, and the gears of Maram Ranshberg is that mishum de leka koyach bach svara, because there's not so much power in this logic of Vlad that achakach that you have the subsequent child that's healthy, but mashiv le kavadi to make this first one definitive. Because as Tosafot explains, because if the Gemara really is wondering if you would get lashes for it, bavadei definitively from the fact that the first one, from the fact that the seni was the second one was a valid child, it must be the first one was not an eifel, and there are some gersos out in the words vilka gizos vavadosi. Therefore, you should get lashes for cutting the wool or working with it. Can't be. Because in Cain, that would be the case for Bishim and Ham. According to Bishim and also Muslim, then you could also ask a question even according to him, Lamalkis, regarding lashes. That you could say, because if it doesn't give birth to the second one, like a Kedusha Vandois, it's not a definitive Kedusha, it'll have a Suffolk of Shem. According to Shimon, yeah, you put yourself in the Suffolk, but it's at most a Suffolk. And you can't, you're not going to get lashes out of Suffolk, but Bahashta Yolda, but now that you give birth to a second healthy child, you Kaddish Babadi, maybe we'd say definitively the carbon is going to be a sanctified, where we say for sure it was a healthy child. And the Gemara doesn't, it says the question only according to Yehuda. Obviously, the Gemara does not understand that you're going to get lashes. The Kedusha Vadais, because even if it gives birth to the second twin healthily, that's not definitively the first one was a viable child. Philip Shimon, according to Shimon, that's kind of go. But here's the edited comment. So next test master begins with the Gemara. What happens if you have the case of the Mishnah? Which a guy says that if I have a child, I'm going to be a Nazir. And the Tosafot quotes from the words of the Gemara, and his friend hears and he says, on me, which this one gear says, the Tosafot takes the word vani, where he says, on me, the second guy, so from his words it sounds like, in other words, and the gear says, that is going on his words. Yeah, and on me is what you're saying, that when you're going to have a son, I'm also going to be a nazir. Or do we say that no, it's going on his own self and on me also when I have a son? Now then the Gemara contains, as Tosafot quotes, Dibur Maskel and Timtzel, maybe you're going to say, that no, it's going on himself, as Tosafot explains, because you said on me, it sounds like I'm going to have the same matzah, the same situation as you. Now the question is then, if you say not olai, but and me, what's the halacha there? Would you say on nafshi kama? That kalem, in other words, meaning even when he says and me, aguf mishtameh is going on himself? That when this other guy's gonna have his own baby, I love you as yourself. Like she ben kemer, when you're gonna have a child, I'm also gonna be. So is vani just like a lie? And then the Gemara continues to quote him from the beginning. It's called ba'ampe kasebele milso. Anything that's in front of a person, he's embarrassed. With if the gear says dilma or dilema, that mistamach, we could presume that what he's saying is I'm gonna love. I love you as yourself because in front of him, he's not gonna say for his own thing selfishly when the other guy's saying his own thing. So it'll be for that other guy. But as we continue the next Tez Mas, which is from Amad Beis, what happens if Amad Reuben, if Reuben says, Arini Nazik, Shia Levi Ben, Reuben says, I'm going to Nazik when some other person, Levi, has a son. And as Tez explained, B'sham B'shem 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 in German, and he says, and me, me, Sha'amar, Shalei B'fan, Abanav, Shekom, do we say when he's saying it not in front of the person, then he is saying it for himself? I don't know, maybe we're saying, no, Rechim, Leplendik, I love that person just like yourself. The next Tez Mas, to begin the words of the Gemara, what happens if someone says, and this is the words of the Mishnah, Harini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, and Benazir Kishila Ben, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. Which Tais explained the Hashtag now, it's talking about Keshekibel and Nazir's and Nafshe B'Reisha, where he first accepted his own Nazir's first. And then Tais quotes from the words of the Mishnah, the Hishchel Amayin Eshaloi, then he starts and he counts his own, as some Gersos add on the words, and V'achkech Noy Leben, and then he gives birth to a son. Pirish Tais explained those words in the Mishnah, Teichemin Nazir, during when he's in the middle of counting his days in Nazir's. So the Halach of the Mishnah says, Mashan Eshaloi, a, that's the words of the Mishnah that he finishes his own. And Tais explains that, should a kibble mitchilo could Nazir's the B'nai, because he first accepted his own Nazir's before Nazir's, for when he's going to have a son. And therefore, B'mloisim made Nidr, when he finishes the days of his own Nidr, Megaleach, he cuts his hair, maybe Karbanis, Nazir's enough, should he make commands for Nazir's of himself. And as Tais quotes from the words of the Mishnah, Bachkar, Manashal B'nai, then he counts the ones of his, that he has for a son. As Tais explained, B'chein, Kin Shiyashim, as Nazir's B'nai, so when he finishes the days of his son, Megaleach will cut his hair again, he'll become Nazir's, he'll become Nazir's. But then the Mishnah contains out Tais quotes, Harini Nazir, let's say it's all the way around. He says, Harini Nazir Kishili Ben. I mean, Nazir would have a son, Bin Nazir. As Tais explains, oh, the Hashtag, Kibbul Nazir is a benevolation, Nazir accepted Nazir is a son first. As Kin next Tais is the Master Bin Nazir, and that Movad Nazir is a benevolation, meaning besides when there's a son, Kibbul Nazir is not, he accepts Nazir for himself. So that's what Tais quotes in the words of the Mishnah, Hisla Mayna Shalai Ben Erli Ben. What happens if, let's say, he started counting his own, and then his son is born? Tais explained, Pirish, in other words, actually, Hisla Mayna, before he finishes counting his own Naziris. So then, as Tais quotes in the words of the Mishnah, Maniach Shalai Mayna Shalai, just to stop. He's to leave the one that he's doing for his own, and then he counts the one that he took from the Nazir when he's got a baby. Tais explained, keeping the kibbutz of the Nazir Shabbat, since the first thing that he accepted upon himself with Nazir when he has a son, when he has a baby, so he has to count that Nazir right when the baby is born. After he finishes the Nazir of his son, and then he finishes the Nazir of his own. And then we'll do the hair cutting for both of them together. Or maybe shtei kavanos, I'll bring two kavanos, which echad nazir b'nai, one for the nazir of his son, echad nazir zazman, one for his own nazir. But the Sefer explained, abaloyikaleich achas sheshem nazir b'nai, but he should not go ahead and cut his hair after finishing the nazir of his son, which he has to interject in the middle, because in beginning that would be the case. Hechi yashem nazirus, how could he finish off his nazirus? Nimzik kamzat kol yuchaligaleich b'shlomas nazirus, he can't cut his hair when he finishes his nazirus because the ingil zabachus m'shalishim yaim. He took a regular Nazir for himself of 30 days, and but he's not going to be able to because he interjected, let's say, by day 15 when he had a baby. He's not going to be able to just finish 15 days because his hair was already cut, and it's only going to have 15 days of growth, and it has to have 30 days of growth. Now, Tesis says, when he did, not in Nazir Ruben, now, although if he would have taken for his own self a large Nazir, let's say, of 100 days, that he would be left even after the hair cutting of his son, he would be left for 30 days. Also, then he could do the hair cutting for the Nazir, that he's taking for his son, and then to finish up his Nazir, and going to cut his hair again. But I'm just talking about the generic Nazir, which was 30 days. He's going to cut his hair for the Nazir of his son, he's not going to have to fulfill the hair cutting for his own Nazir when it's finished. But he's going to finish both Nazir, and then he's going to bring both Kabbalists.